Yud Ches Iyar, Thursday the 7th of May, Rabbi Shimon Zelkin. It's written here, Shimon. Lag Ba'omer.
Shimon, yeah.
Now we're going to start with a question, which is, can you respect somebody that you are jealous of? A person has a jealousy towards another person. Does that automatically mean that they disrespect them? The chora, they shouldn't be connected. There's no reason to say that you can't see or observe another person and be jealous or feel some sort of grudge towards them, whilst at the same time having respect for them. You know, in English we have an expression, a begrudging respect. What's the type of begrudging respect? That, you know, at the end of the day, deep down, you've got a lot of respect and admiration for what they are, for what they're achieving, for what they're doing. But you begrudge it because you know, you want that. Right? So, if that's true, I'm going to ask a question which is related to Lag Ba'omer. But I'm begrudging the fact that people had somewhere to park this morning. I think it's a bit unfair, especially people like myself who come from out of the area, have to battle the traffic, and you get here, and I've got to leave my car on a double yellow line. Yes, it's unfair. There should be a system to allow for that.
I have a system, and it'll be sorted.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
The rough space will be reserved.
Okay, Scott, I'm going to go a second too late. Someone just
sorted it already, yeah.
I go to go. I think I left my keys actually on the back table. I don't know where they are anymore. Thank you very much.
See you next week, boys.
Graham, it's the Aston Martin. Yeah. What did you take before? It's the Lamborghini around the corner.
Don't worry, we pay the speaker.
Okay. It's just that the early morning traffic can be very stressful. You just want to get here and look up. So. If it's true, you can scrub this from the recordings. If it's true that you can, if you can have respect,
become real dependent on that.
I'll have to apply first.
You should have been approached.
Yeah, thank you very much. How do you know I wasn't? I'll be learning this morning. If it's possible to have respect and to have a grudge or a jealousy towards somebody simultaneously, then we've got a problem with Chazal. With what Chazal tell us about the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. You know, today is 33. Three is so the recurring number three, and three is the number of Chazaka. I was thinking this morning, I'm particularly humbled and very excited when I noticed that this is actually my third Lag Ba'omer Torahway. Oh. Yes. So, I know. No. What I meant was, I'd run out of things to say. So, if you look up on the recording, there's one titled Talmid Rav Akiva, and there's another one called The Fire of Rav Shimon Ba'achai. I like the second one in particular, I like that one. But today, hopefully, there'll be some nice things to say as well. But in case there's some flashbacks saying, I've heard about this, I've heard this Chazal quoted before with regards to Lag Ba'omer, I did mention this Chazal in a completely different context. So don't worry, we're not going to go down the same road again. It's going to be a new look at the Chazal, which is a Gemara in Yevamos, which describes what happened to Talmid Rabbi Akiva. And the reason we are celebrating today, which was, of course, when they celebrated a cessation of these tragedies that were affecting Talmid Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, Shnei Mosa Elev Zurim Talmidim Hoylo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had, as we know, 12,000 pairs of students, 12,000 chavrus, so 24,000 in total. Migivas ad Antifras, from one corner of Eretz Yisrael to the other. But Kulon Mesu Beperek Echod, all of them died in one chapter. Mipnei Shaloid Nohagu Kovoid Zelozet. because they did not treat each other with respect. That's the simple touch, although grammatically it's slightly problematic. But nonetheless, that was something we picked up last time. Shalun nohagu kovri zeloze. It's a difficult phrase to translate accurately. If it means they didn't treat each other with respect, then there's a base missing. It should be bekovri zeloze. Ayin shom medayek heite, what we discussed last time. V'hoi ha'olam shomim. The world was shomim, it was confounded, as Rashi says in Shtak Chotoro. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Selim Shabbadorim, Mishon Olahem, until Rabbi Akiva came to the students who were in the south, and he taught them Torah. Who were they? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Ve'heim heim he'emidu Torah Oysa Shah, and they were the ones who re-established Torah at that time. Tona Kulam in Pesach Vadatzeres, all of them died somewhere between Pesach and Shavuos over a period of 32 days. It's not clear as to which days they were, which is why we have Machlokes Adayoim as to when a person should observe the restrictions of the Omer from the beginning to Lag BaOmer, is it from Rosh Chodesh to the end? Is it all of the Omer? Because if you take 49 days and minus all the days that are Yom Tov and Shabbos, you're left with 32 days anyway. Right, so I'm Shomon the Mishabura as to how a person should conduct himself. Okay, but the Maaser Chazal, the Gemara Nivomis tells us that the reason why they passed away was because Lo Nohagu Kovid Zelozen. They seem to be disrespectful. Oh. But if we look in the Medrash Rabbah, both in Bereshis and in Koheles, we find that there's a slightly different Nusach. Yud Beis Elef Talmidim Hoyle Rabbi Akiva Me Akko Ba'adan Tifras, says from Akko this time, rather than from Gibas. V'kulam V'perek Echon Meisu Lomo, why did they die in this time? Shehoiso Einehem Tzoro Eilu Be'elu. Because their eyes were Tzoro. They had Tzorus Ayin. How do you translate Tzorus Ayin? Normally, a grudge, a jealousy.
Mean.
Couldn't forgive each other.
Mean.
They were mean. That's very good, because I want to come back to the concept of being mean. Tzorah, Melosh, and Tzar, you know, there was a certain tightness. They couldn't really tolerate each other. There was a certain intolerance. V'sofeim itshivo. The Medrash says, actually, that there were seven Talmidim Rabbi Akiva left behind. They don't teach this in school. We always learn about the five. And their names were Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. And now there's different names. There's a Rabbi Nechemia in there. There's a Rabbi Chanin Machachinoi. Al Koponim, he said to them, Rabbi Akiva, Omer lehem, Bonai, Orishonim, Lemesa, Leshoi, Seinem, Tzoro, Elu, Ve'elu, Tenu, Daitchem, Sheloi, Ta'asu, Kema'aseihem. Make sure you don't behave like them. Omdu, Milu, Kol Ha'oretz Yisrael, Kol Ha'oretz Yisrael, Torah. That's the Medrash in Bereshis. The Medrash in Koheles, last Medrash we'll quote, last Chazal on this Neguda, has a similar Nusach to that of the Medrash in Bereshis, but it finishes with one extra word. So the Medrash in Koheles adds the word batoira. The Medrash in Bereshit says Einehem tzora elu be'elu. They couldn't tolerate each other. The Medrash in Koheles adds a detail that says they couldn't tolerate each other's Torah. And the Gemara in Yevamos doesn't talk about Sorosain at all. It talks about Kovod. Now, you could say it's the same thing. You know, I can't respect you, I can't tolerate you, I can't stand you. But the truth is, they're not the same thing. At least not at first, not at second glance. Kovod is something that is respect, that is the dignity of another person that you need to maintain. And Tzora is something quite different, that you're jealous of them. You can give a lot, you would expect that you could give a lot of respect to somebody and treat them with a lot of dignity, whilst in your heart you're extremely jealous of them, and you want what they've got. Why does it have to be, or maybe it's not, but is there a contradiction here in Chazal, where one Chazal is talking about disrespect, and the other Chazal is talking about a begrudging jealousy? Yeah, a good kasha. Shaitin the Pasuk in Mishlei, with regards to Kinah, but we'll take it further from Kinah. And this is going to be a second question before we deal with the first. Pasuk says, "Al yikane libcho b'chatoim ki im b'yiras Hashem kol hayoy." Shlomo HaMelech says, "Oh, have you exchanged it for something nicer? No, still the same one. Driving away in the same car, David. Al yikane libcho b'chatoim ki im yiras Hashem kol hayoyim. Do not allow your heart to be jealous of chatoim, of people that do sins, of sinners. Ki im yiras Hashem. Rather, your jealousy should only be of people that have yiras shomayim. Steht in die Gemorre, wo man was verdammt. Chobale von mit Aleph. Kina Seufrim. Targo Chochma. So if the Medrash in Geheles is saying in Nehem Tzoro, but Toiro Zubazu, they were jealous of each other's Toiro, not only is that a contradiction to the Gemorre in Yevomis, it's a contradiction to the Gemorre of Avasra, that says it's good to have jealousy in Toiro. You see, a person's finished Shas by the time they're 60. I also want to finish Shas by the time I'm 60. So they say, but we have a classic rule, a classic dictum that says, "Kina soivrim tarba chochma," and it's not just a Gemara, it's based on a pasuk of Mishle. The Chochem Yikol Adam says that you shouldn't be jealous of Chatoim, you should be jealous of people that have Yiras Shamayim. I also want to have Yiras Shamayim. I want to be able to daven like you and to hold my kavanah for 10 minutes through Shemini Esrei. So not only is it not clear in Chazal, at least at first glance, as to what exactly the problem of the Talmidei Rav Akiva was, but it seems that if the Medrash in Keheles Rabbah is saying that they had a Tzoros Ayin in Torah, no, very good. Very good. You know, when we first got to Yeshiva from high school, I can't say we were the greatest Masmidim. You know, you came to Yeshiva and it's like, you know, I was still 15. Right? What do you know about sitting and learning 12 hours a day? Right? But within a short amount of time, you saw, you know, these Bokhrim who've been there for a year or two, and they just couldn't turn themselves away from the Gemara. And after a while, you're like, you know, I'd like to get to that point. Especially when you saw the prestige that they were held in, especially since you saw the geschmack that they had of their learning, especially when you saw the Simchas HaChaim that they had on the learning. I also want that, right? So we raised ourselves to that level because Kenas Sorim Tarbo Chachma. So what's Pishat Soro Enein Batoiro Zubazu? I'm going to posit to you that there's a difference between Kino and Sorozai. That's going to be hopefully a chiddush that will come to towards the end. But before we get there, I want to share with you another Gemara. Gemara says in Sota Daf Lamed Ches, Omid Beis. Fairly well-known Gemara. Ein noisnim kois shel brocha levorech, elo letoiv ayin. You come to the end of your benching, come to the end of your Suda, sorry, and it's time for benching, right? And benching should be done, especially if there's a mezuman, should be done over a kois yayin. So who do you give the kois shel brocha to? Who should be asked to bench? We always say the kohen, right? The kohen always gets to bench. The Gemara says, "Don't say the kohen. Don't say the kohen. Who's the person you should ask to bench? Someone who's got a toiv ayin, right? Someone who's got a good ayin.
Generous.
Sorry,
generous.
Oh, so generous is offered toiv ayin." So Soros Ayin means, as you said before, a mean eye. So obviously, Toiv Ayin is like a Nefesh Rechobah, somebody who's generous, somebody who's open. So where do we know this from? Because in Pasuk states, Toiv Ayin hu yevoyroch. The Toiv Ayin should be gebenched. Ki nosan milachmo eladol, says the Gemara, al tikri yevoyroch, elo yevoreich. The Pasuk says that the Toiv Ayin should be benched, or will be benched, will be blessed. Says the Gemara, not that he will be blessed, but that he should bless. In other words, the Gemara says, you look around the table, right? And you see somebody there who doesn't want the Aston Martin. And he doesn't mind if you drive, what was the other car we said?
Lamborghini.
We don't want to drive a Lamborghini. I'm very happy with my Peugeot. That's good. So that if you're happy with the car that you drive... Oh no, what have you done to it? Come on, you should know about a year and a half ago, I was parked outside Shul. It wasn't a year and a half ago, unless it was Erev Pesach of all times, right, the busiest day of the year. I'm coming out of Shul, I was with my father, Noch, coming out of Shul, and in front of our very eyes is this enormous lumber truck, right, just ran straight into my car and took the whole side of it off. I said, Hashem should bless you. Hashem should really give you nachas because the meister, the insurance paid out far more than I would have got whether we buy any car. So you know, sometimes you could have done me a toiver. Anyway, the stress of the day was not pleasant, but the meister, you know, every cloud is a silver lining. The Baruch Hashem did me a big toiver that day. Whoever that driver was, Shkorti. But so the pasuk says, "Toy the ayin who you boy off." So the Gemara starts to learn from there. You look around the table. Who are the people who've got a toy ayin? Which we'll describe in a moment. Toy ayin. They are the ones who should bench. So we see that there's a relationship between toiv ayin or toivus ayin and bracha. Right? So there's two pshatim in this. One pshat is based on the Gemara and brachas. That this mido keneged mido. The Gemara there was describing people who were worried about ayin hora. Ayin hora and ayin ra, and tzoras ayin, often go together. If you have a bad eye, chas v'shalom, so that can cause damage. So you need to protect yourself from chas v'shalom, from ayin hora. So the Gemara says that they were discussing how they protected themselves from ayin hora, right? And one of the Tanoim says, "I'm not worried because I come from the Zarish of Yosef. I'm a great descendant of Yosef." And what does it say about Yosef? Yosef had no tzoras, had no ayin hora. Why did they have no ayin hora? Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Omar Mehocha, we learned from the pasuk, "V'id gul arayv bekerev or." So the bracha was that they should multiply like fish under the sea. Why like fish? Ma dogim shebeyam, mayim mechasim aleim, ve'ein hara sheletzes bohem. Avzar shel Yosef, ein hara sheletzes bohem. Ve'i bo yosef en arashat. Ayin shlo yirotzeso lehanois mima she'eno sheloi. And Rashi puts in there, lehanois me'eshes adoinov. Yosef didn't want to benefit from something that wasn't his. It's not mine. Don't need it. It's yours. You have it. You enjoy it. Ich darf das nicht haben. And in this case, he was talking about the wife of his master, Zograshi. Ein hara sheletes boy. A person that has no designs on taking something that doesn't belong to him. Doesn't look at somebody else's possessions or position and say, "I want that for myself." Such a person has no ein hara. Because he doesn't have an ein hara on somebody else, he doesn't have soros ein towards somebody else, so therefore he attracts brocha. Brocha is the opposite of this. Brocha is expansion, brocha is growth, brocha is blessing. So therefore, one understanding as to why you give the toiv ayin to bench is because he belongs in the parasha of brocha. As it says, v'yid gul aroid v'kerev aris, which is the ultimate brocha to Klal Yisrael. Those are the emshah. Rav Dessler brings down from the Maharal. The Loshon of the Maharal is a beautiful Loshon. The Maharal says, "Toiv ayin kashehu chofetz v'roitze shiyeh chaveroi b'shleimus uvatoiv." Who is somebody that has a toiv ayin? It is somebody who wants the other person to have a perfect life, to have a geshmaka time, to do well. If you've got toiv ayin, that means that you wish well to others. You really genuinely want them to have good. They get a new job, you're excited. They make a good shidduch, you're excited. They've got some good news, you're excited. Even if you wanted that job, even if you wanted that shidduch, but you genuinely desire their good, their welfare, as aso, a person is called a toiv ayin. And therefore, zok the Ramchal, hu ham, zok the Rav Dessler, b'shem the Maharal, hu ham mesugel levarech. Such a person is mesugel. Such a person is the right conduit for blessing to others. Because if I want your welfare, I want you to do well, then give me the kosher bracha. Because then I'm going to be benching, and I'm going to have you in mind. I'm talking about benching the Rebbein Shlonim, I'm talking about benching you as well. Unfortunately, the opposite is also true. If I don't want you to have hatzlocha, chas v'shalom, if I don't want you to have bracha, then that's called ayin hora. And I've got to tell you, Gemara Bava Mitzia, that's a bit disturbing. Gemara brings the pasuk, v'hisa Hashem mimcho kol choyli, that Hashem will remove all evil from your midst, which we say, what is kol choyli? What is this kol choyli that Hashem will remove from your midst? What is kol choyli? All evil, all malaise, all the source of all trouble, the source of all sickness, the source of all stress. What is it? What might it be? Zog de Gemara Bava Mitzia Omar Rav Zu Ayin. Zog Rashi Dover She Kol HaChaloim Tzuluyim Boy. The eye is the organ that all illnesses are dependent on. You think the heart. You think the lungs. You think the brain, You'd think the Avorim Shan, the Shomer Tzibulian by him. No. You know where it all starts? Here. In Beit Ravos, Zogt Rashi, Vezu Ha'ayin, Ayin Ro'o. Why is there Chas V'Shalom sometimes so much trouble? Because people have an Ayin Ro'o. They look at somebody else, I don't want you to have it. I'm not excited about your success. I can't dance at your simcha. I can't do it. Because it's your simcha. And I want that. You know, this is why the Mishnah says in Ovis that the question was asked, Ezehu derech toy, sheyidba bo ha'odom, thought Rabbi Eleza, ayin toyva. The Maharal says, you know why that is? You know why the eye is the source of all evil? What's Pshatik bo ha'odom mitzia? Because it's always working. It means Hashem. Some people unfortunately can't see. But the eye that can see is always in action. It's always taking things in. Constantly, constantly taking things in. Unless it's asleep. Unless you're asleep. You're never not looking at something. Think about it. Unless you're asleep. So, the Maharal explains that because it's constantly in action, it has the potential to be kol chayi. Because the way that you look at something depends on how you feel about it, and because you're always looking at something, so if you don't feel good about it, it can cause actual damage. We know from other sources that in a mystical sense, you can look at an object, a physical object with an ayin hara, and you can devalue that object, you can depreciate the object. Right? So if you did drive past me in your fancy car, right, and I didn't like the fact that you had a nice car, right? I don't care, by the way, as long as it gets me here. As long as I've got somewhere to park, is what I mean. As long as somewhere to park, I've got four wheels, what I need. Well, five, steering. But, well, there's a Meister in Moshe Feinstein that didn't have a steering wheel and it still worked. Famous Meister, yeah? The steering wheel came off, and the whole steering column came off the car. And Moshe Feinstein was in the car, the whole steering column came off in the driver's hands. Right? That is not good, which, by the way, is generally not good. In America, you can get away with it for a while because the roads just go and go and go and go straight. But in London, within a minute, it's going to be a big trouble. Oh, yeah. The mile is in London, you can never go over 10 miles an hour. Anyway, so we're going to get into so much trouble. But the whole thing came off. The first time I'm stunned. And Moshe said, put it back. And Moshe was, can't put it back. Put the whole thing back in it. It's impossible. But the whole steering column to clip back into place. The engineers at the time said, Inkos a dog, it's not possible. One day, if I had time, I'll tell you my son I had in the car with my Rosh Hashiva. Ooh, that was good. Anyway, Baruch Hashem is still here to tell the tale. But if you drive past me in a fancy car and I don't like it, I can depreciate the value of the car. Now, don't tell the insurance companies this, but Sidraz Azach, that if I look at something I don't like it, I can depreciate it. So therefore, if you want to give a kosher bracha to somebody who's benching the Rabbeinu Shlomo, it's representing Klal Yisrael, and he's giving a bracha to everybody around the table, you want to give that to somebody who's got ayin tov, who desires your welfare, what's good for you. So, if we've described ayin tov is, and therefore what its opposite is in terms of ayin ra'ah, I want to come back to the question we asked at the beginning, that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, what did they have? What did they have? On the one hand, we were told, Shelo Nagu Kovoy, they had a problem with respect. And on the other hand, we're told that they had Tzoros Ayin, and not only Tzoros Ayin, but Torah. So you'll know that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us about certain people that didn't have a Chelik L'Olam Haba. Mishnah, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Omad Aleph. And one of them was a chap by the name of Gehazi. Yeah, Gehazi. Who was he a Talmud of? Elisha, Talmud of Elisha. He's been Eda She'ela and Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. What do we know about Gehazi? And what can we learn from him with regards to Lag BaOmer? So we have to look in the Yerushalmi. In the Gemara Yerushalmi,
He was a Gabbah.
That Gehazi, who doesn't have a chedek in Olam Haba, I think we can learn a lot from this chap. Maybe we shouldn't be calling him chap, as we'll see in a second. Chazal tell us about him, yes, he didn't have a chedek in Olam Haba, but he's called an Odom Gibor Batoira. A golden Batoira. A Vilt Tamil Chochem. What was his problem? Ayin Hora. Ayin Hora. Ayin Ra. Soros Ayin.
He wanted a Lamborghini.
But you'll see, if he wanted a Lamborghini, that would be the second Chazal, Soro Enei. He wanted the fancy car. Yeah? like here you're in the Rosh Hashiva at the Lamborghini, I like to see it. I saw a cartoon picture once that had a picture of two sports players sitting on a bench, and there was a fancy car driving by with a teacher in it, right? And they're saying to each other, Khushwa, who do they think they are, right? And the caption of the picture was, an ideal world. Right? Because the teachers should be in the Cadillacs, and these sports players who kick an inflated piece of leather into a fishing net, right, should be sitting on the park bench. Unfortunately, it's upside down. As a teacher, I can tell you, it's upside down. Okay? Unbelievable. Somebody told recently one of these players signed a contract. He's on £100,000 a week. A week?
Yeah.
For what? When Elisha was learning, giving a shiur, Gehazi was sitting by the gate, the Talmidim were watching him. But Omrin, Gehazi loy oal banon alu. He's not going into the shul, he's not going into the... Remember in Yeshiva, there were times when they had to go round up the bochur for Musa Shmuz. He's not going into the Musa Shmuz. We weren't going either. And the words of Torah being said by Elisha the Nobi, and nobody was having any anof from it. There's no one there. Empty base of Medrash. Once Gehazi had left, they all crammed in the Beis HaMikdash, such as stand there, it was too tight, the Lashon Tzar, they couldn't get in. The Beis HaMikdash couldn't hold them. You see here one line that is the most essential, that tells us about what Tzar is saying. Ba'anash lo mishani klum. There was nobody who could gain from the teachings of Elisha. What's Taish? Kino is that I want to have what you have. And it bothers me that you've got something that I don't have. What would happen if I had it as well? Would I still have that kino? No. No, you've got a nice car, I've got a nice car, you made a good shul chamin, Baruch Hashem. That's not kino. Kino is only when you've got something that I don't have. I want to have at least as much as you, maybe just a little bit more, like the Mrs. Forum said, a bit more.
Yeah.
If I've got what I have, and you've got it as well, that's not kino. I'm not bothered. If I'm bothered, that's not kino. But there's something worse. Sorosai. I don't want you to have it. And even if I don't have it, you can't have it, none of us can have it. So is a pshat, I don't want it to be b'chlal. Barnash loy mishani klum. That's what Gemara says. Nobody's learning from Elisha. I'm not learning, you're not learning, nobody. It's not pshat that they were learning in the Beis HaMikdash and he couldn't get in and he had Soros Ayin. That they were learning from Elisha and he couldn't get in. No, no one's in the Beis HaMikdash. Af echad. That's Soros Ayin. Loshen Tzar. It's mean. Nobody has it. That's a hechadak. So when the Gemara says, Kinna, Sofim, Targo, Chochma, that's in the positive. You've got something, I want what you have. You've got more, I want more. You've caught up with me, I want to stay one step ahead. Good. You become a Masmid, you become Yirei Shomayim. It's a posuk. You can have Kinna from Yirei Shomayim. But when the Pshat is just pure Soros Ayin, to be mates out of the place, to tighten it to base, and nobody has it, like Gehazi, who's using the Gemara and the Chazal as the example of nothing. Where of Torah time, where there's such tightness that it's just not happening. I can't have it, you can't have it, nobody can have it. There's no place for that at all. Zok to Chatzkel, I've got to finish. Zok to Chatzkel. In Ori Chatzkel. Chatzkel Levinstein, the Mashkiach. He says, because he asks this question about were they Noah Kovoid or was it Torah time, he says, same thing. He says, one is a Siba of the other because they were in Nehem Torah Zebozeh, therefore they couldn't respect each other. I asked the question at the beginning, can you respect somebody that you're jealous of? Yes, you can. Can you respect somebody that you've got Torah's eyeing towards? No, you can't. If I don't want it to be, then I'm going to disrespect you because I don't want it to be I don't want there to be any manifestation of this at all. I don't want you to be. So you start to show a certain disrespect to the other. It's one thing if I look at you and say, kol hakavod to you, well done. I'm going to try and get there as well. It's kino, but sometimes that kino can motivate you. But if you're not, don't have kino, you just don't want there to be anything at all. Somebody wants to compare two cultures, and certain cultures, you see somebody who's been successful in business, and that motivates other people to be successful as well. And in other cultures, they just want to break down your business. They don't want to raise their game, they just want to pull you down. That sort of sign, there's no place for that at all. And that leads to a total disrespect. You can't have a begrudging respect even in that scenario. So therefore, perhaps all the Chazal are united. They were Nagu Kovod Zebozeh, because they had Soros Ayin, and they even had Soros Ayin in Torah, and that's not a steer to Kin Asoy from Tar B'Chochma, because what it means is I don't want you to be a Tar B'Chochma, even if I'm an Anoret. Now, we're talking about Talmid Rabbi Akiva. I should have said at the beginning, I have to be very careful. It's about Choshva, Choshva. You know, Amudei HaTorah. But the Maaseh, what Reb Chaskel is saying, is that Soros Ayin can go so far that it's not, I'm not even inspired by what you've got, I just don't want anybody to have it. How they got to that point, I don't know. What's the remedy for this? Let's do this together. You've got Torah, I've got Torah, you've got a good shidduch, we'll make a good shidduch, everyone's going to have brachas. And that type of person can be the type of taka, a source of bracha. It's a shtekin posuk, as we quoted before, as the posuk says, is happy to share with others that they should have as well, and therefore we learn from the Chazal and the Morisota that ain't no sin kosher brocha levorach ella the toiv ayin ve'ez Hashem, which we inspired by what we learn, and it's like ba'oimer that we should all develop ayin toiv, which should all be a source of brocha ve'ez Hashem.